NBC Radio, News on the Hour, brought to you by Viceroy Cigarettes. Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for. And now here is Ben Grauer, NBC News.
At Cape Canaveral, Florida, bright flashes and the roar of a rocket engine. An Army missile, the Redstone, rose slowly, majestically, and then sped away. The Redstone, the first stage rocket for an Army space vehicle that can launch an Earth satellite. A report from Tuskegee Institute. Race relations in the South have grown worse in the past year. From Canada, former Prime Minister Louis Saint-Laurent, retiring as head of the Liberal Party, has accused the Conservative government of leading Canada into a state of uneasiness and uncertainty. The Army has chosen a successor to Lieutenant General James Gavin as head of research and development. The post goes to Lieutenant General Arthur Trudeau, now commander of an Army Corps in Korea. I'll be back in a moment with a report on the need for new ideas after this word from Viceroy.
Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for.
Viceroy gives you more
of what you change.
What you change to a filter for.
Yes, Viceroy gives you more. More than 20,000 filter traps. Thousands and thousands more than any other leading cigarette. More taste, too. The satisfying taste of Viceroy's rich, mellow tobaccos.
Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for.
Light a Viceroy. Discover the taste of superb tobaccos, smoothed to perfection by the exclusive Viceroy filter.
Viceroy.
Viceroy gives you more of what you change.
What you change to a filter for. Viceroy.
Gives you more. Once again, Ben Grauer.
In Washington and all over the country, there's a growing interest in new ideas. More and more, we're hearing the voices of prominent men who say the nation must have people with creative imaginations and the courage to push out of the crowd. Harry Truman is one of them. At a Printing Week dinner in New York tonight, he extolled the contributions to America made by Benjamin Franklin. We need today more of Franklin's spirit of inquiry, Mr. Truman said. We need more of his wide-range knowledge and understanding of people. New ideas. A spirit of inquiry. Congress is receptive. Let's get a report on that from Sander Van Oka in Washington.
Congress is in a mood to hear new ideas on any subject. One man who'll get a chance to express his ideas is the head of the Auto Workers Union, Walter Reuther. His latest proposal for profit sharing by the auto companies with their workers hasn't caused quite a big a stir here as his earlier proposal for lowering the cost of new cars $100. But he'll get a chance to expand both ideas later this month when Senator Kefauver's Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee begins hearings on the question of administered automobile prices. Senator Kefauver told NBC News tonight that his subcommittee was disturbed about high car prices. The subcommittee, he says, will try to determine what makes car prices so high. And he hopes to get the answers from Mr. Reuther and the heads of the leading automobile companies. This is Sander Van Oker, NBC News, Washington.
Congress, in this time of the Sputniks, is willing to listen and explore new ideas. Democratic Senator Lyndon Johnson of Texas put it this way today: America's vigor has come from originality, the freshness, the vision of our people, all our people, not merely an intellectual elite. For a decade now, the Senate Majority Leader declared, we have seen a growing climate of contempt for these values. Johnson believes we are paying too high a price for conformity. In his words, we need imagination and freshness. We need force and boldness in our leadership. It seems clear that the more Senator Johnson, former President Truman, and other prominent Americans talk of the need for boldness and new thinking, the more likely we are to get it. This is Ben Grauer, NBC News.
Most children can easily create mental images. Imagine a lion or a tiger in realistic detail. But many adults have lost that ability, can't even picture in their minds what they had for breakfast. An article in January, Reader's Digest, tells you how you can cultivate your mind's eye. Thus, you can make thinking a more vivid experience. Get January, Reader's Digest, at your newsstand today. This has been NBC News on the Hour, brought to you by Viceroy Cigarettes. Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Reader's Digest.
2 hours of drama begins with the absorbing True Confessions every weekday on NBC.